Race to Win Radio.
Now we can bring in Mr. Casey Roderick. Had an issue with the phone number earlier, so now we have him on and we have him good to go. Casey, welcome to Race to Win Radio.
I appreciate y'all taking the time to have me.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me a call and letting me know that you had an issue with the phone line, I mean with the phone number, and glad to have you on. You got a big had a big announcement this past week with there at Bill Elliott Racing, and going to go run a couple of ARCA races this year. And we know your success. Last year you ran one race, qualified third, finished second. Just a remarkable run in that car with Bill Elliott and Phoenix Racing.
Yes, we're really excited to have five races, coming up this year. And, now that we're down here at Palm Beach for the road course, it's going to be a little bit different than Rockingham. We had a really good run at Rockingham, but on a road course, it's going to be a different story. It's going to be my first road course in a 3,400-pound car, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think we got a pretty good piece in that Bill Elliott Racing and James Finch Racing have prepared, and we're just really looking forward to having a good run.
With you and Phoenix Racing and Bill Elliott Racing, that's two good quality organizations coming together to put forth a quality effort. I know you have to be excited about this.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm real honored to drive for Bill Elliott and Phoenix Racing. They're two really good teams, and we so far have worked really well together, and it seems like the chemistry is going to be really good, and hopefully, down here in Palm Beach, Jim Barfield is going to be crewing the car for the weekend with, Bill Elliott also. It'd probably be one of my spotters, so I'm really looking forward to, Saturday for the race and having as much fun as I can. That's what it's all about. If you're not having fun, you need to find something else to do.
There you go. Well, now you're only, are you 18 now or are you 17?
I turned 17 this past August.
All right, turned 17. So 17 years old, making your mark on this ARCA series. Like I said, last year with that great run, and now you're going to run, like you said, five races. So your career is taking off, and you have to be pretty happy to be landing the situation that you are and being able to run these ARCA series races. Do you have anything else on tap? Are you running, you going to run the late models or anything like that?
Yes, we're going to run pro late model and super late model races at Gresham's. Gresham Motorsports Park in Jefferson, Georgia. We're looking at maybe running the Snowflake and Snowball, but really not sure yet. So we got about 15 races with Monolith Hospitality this year, and really glad to have them on board. And I'm looking to get them in Victory Lane this year.
So any other sponsors that you have on board that you want to talk about?
Well, just, Monolith Hospitality and Bill Elliott Racing so far. Bill's putting in a good part of, his part there. Really, really excited for, him to take a chance on me and believing in me, having the talent to, come to these ARCA races and showcasing my talent. Really thankful for him looking out for me there, and hopefully with Monolith on board too, we can go look into the future a little more than what we've been doing.
Casey, what do you think is the biggest thing that you're going to learn from Bill Elliott and the Bill Elliott organization?
Well, Bill Elliott's, we went to Kershaw last Sunday, just giving me a little bit of road course experience. The things I can learn from Bill is outnumbered. There's many things I can learn from him with all the experience he's got and the knowledge. I mean, it's priceless, the knowledge he's got, and being able to give me some of that knowledge is really cool to have that convenience there for me. And we got a lot of unknowns coming up ahead of us, and hopefully we can just get through them the best we can.
Casey, I know with your age that ARCA limits you to what size tracks you can run. How did you, or I should say, how did you and Bill come up with which five races you'd be running this year?
Well, I think Bill, knowing what these tracks are like and thinking about what tracks will be best for me and get the most experience, really looking at the money situation and the tracks that would get me the most experience, he picked out two road courses in Chicagoland, Kansas, and Rockingham. I guess he felt like that would be the tracks to run for me to gain the experience I need to further my career in the elite NASCAR ranks. Hopefully we can reach one day.
And I know this is your first road course, and you said you'll have another road course. Besides Bill, has there been anybody else that has given you advice on how to run a road course?
No, not really. Bill is pretty much the only one, and all the guys at the shop. Jim Barfield's got some experience crewing some guys in the Vintage Series on these road courses. So I got good people behind me, and Jim Barfield is my late model crew chief also. So we got really good chemistry there, and I like Jim Barfield a lot. And, hopefully he likes me just as much. And, we seem to work really well together. So, I believe we're going to be all right down here. Just most of it's going to be me learning the track and learning these cars on this type of racetrack. It's quite different, being as heavy as they are. Compared to like a legend car or something like that, it's really a big difference. So it's just going to be me getting used to everything and having a good solid run, come home without a torn up race car.
Will this be your first time on a road course?
No, I've got previous experience on road course racing with legend cars and go-karts, which is, like I said, totally different what we're about to do. But, I've got some experience turning legend right.
I heard that. I know you mentioned go-karts and road course racing. Every time I think back, I remember media day back in at Lowe's Motor, Charlotte Motor Speedway, excuse me. It was Charlotte Motor Speedway back then when I went. And, they take us to ride around the track in a cup car, and then they let us ride the go-karts there in the infield road course. And I'm going to tell you, Casey, that was probably the most fun I think I've ever had was driving those go-karts. Those things were fast. They let us drive the Legends cars as well out back on the short track and all that good stuff. But more fun than riding in the cup car and more fun than driving the Legends car was driving that go-kart on that road course. I mean, that was just so much fun. The speed is just incredible. So can you talk about, those go-karts and running on the road course like that?
Well, The road course stuff I've done in a go-kart is mainly four-cycle stuff with WKA Gold Cup National Championship Series is what I ran. And they're a lot slower than, the two-stroke stuff with the shifter carts and the tag carts. And there's numerous classes. But here recently, about 3 or 4 months ago, I went down to a track that I used to race back home in Lamar County, about an hour from my hometown. We went down and played with a couple of friends of mine in a shifter cart and a tag cart, and that was that was really, really cool to experience that kind of cart that I'm not used to running. Really quick on hand motion and hand-eye coordination. That is, for me to go down there and do that, I learned a lot on, that type of cart and getting back in the road course experience there. I feel like I can use some of that towards what I'm about to do this weekend. Just putting everything together, remembering your braking points and your acceleration points, and I'll be shifting in this. So to remember all that, it's going to be really mentally tough. I think whoever can do that the best and survive is going to win this race.
All right. Sounds good, Casey. Well, before we let you go, I just want to get your comments on your Bill Elliott driver development teammate there, the young Chase Elliott, and his talent and his future that he might have even at this young age. And I know you guys are good friends and all. So talk about Chase and his opportunities that he lies ahead.
Well, he's got some great opportunities, you know, with Bill, his dad, and, you know, Aaron's, they've come on board last year and for this year too. But the kid at 14 years old, you know, he's really, really good. He's got some talent behind him, and I'm looking in to make it all the way. Just being 14 years old and doing what he's already done is really impressive, and you know, I think everybody's impressed with him, and I'm proud to be part of it, and you know, we can communicate, you know, back and forth, and you know, help each other. So it's really a really great deal for me, and you know, hopefully you know, they like me being around the shop there, and you know, hopefully we can progress forward.
Sounds good, and I'm gonna tell you, folks are equally impressed with Mr. Casey Roderick too, and I know at least I am, and you have a bright future ahead of you, and I look for you two guys to be teammates here in the Cup Series, and probably about 10, 15 years or so, and I know you guys are going to do well. Well, Casey, I definitely appreciate you giving us a call. Sorry about the phone number mess up there. That was my mistake, and I apologize for that. But thanks for joining us. Best of luck this weekend. And if you see the number 31 car of Tim George Jr., you know, that's my co-host as well on the first part of the show. So stay out of his way, and you know, let him go and win if you have to.
I hear you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys taking time to have me.
All right, Casey. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right, take care.